Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise for the healing we see in today's gospel, but also the first reading from the Book of Wisdom, that it is not you who created death, but it came as the effect of sin. And so we know that you sent your Son to go about, who was anointed in the Holy Spirit, to go about healing those who were oppressed by the devil, and healing and curing us from all the effects of sin and the divisions that causes. So we ask in our own lives that you begin by healing us of our brokenness, and especially in the sacraments, help us to come approach the sacraments with an expectant faith, like this woman who had been afflicted for so many years, and to believe that you have the power to make us whole. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Well, I thought it might be really appropriate today to preach a homily about hell, but I decided to not do that. You're already living it, and I like your air conditioning systems that you're creating for yourselves. Even the poor cat over in the rectory just keeps flopping down in the middle of the floor, and I almost trip over him because I thought cats liked heat, but this is a weird one. He doesn't like heat like this. Today we have these wonderful accounts of healing, and I'm going to be brief today because it's pretty hot in here and you'll probably fall asleep anyways. But I want to let you know that I am going to start doing a series beginning next week on the healing power of the Eucharist. And I'm going to share with you a testimony that came from the evening we had our Pentecost vigil from a Lutheran woman who received a very profound healing during the night, and she sent an email testimony of what happened to her, and it's just absolutely stunning and beautiful, and it all points to Jesus and his power to heal us. And so I think a lot of people come and go to Mass, and we just had priest days, and so, you know, I did my evaluation. I actually had to pray over it and revise it quite a bit because the first one was a little rough around the edges, and I thought, you know, this probably is not a great example of speaking the truth in love. So I just want to remind you, always pray over emails and things you write, because it's so easy to just kind of fire off a bunch of words and then it may not really communicate what we want to. And then also we want to be proactive and helpful, amen? And sometimes we're just kind of nasty and reactive. So I'm glad I prayed over it. But the one thing I said was, you know, we seem to be obsessed with structures and procedures and creating documents in the Catholic Church. And there's very little talk about what we see in the gospel today about encounters and healing people that Jesus did in his time, and in personal testimony about how he can truly change our life and give us more life in abundance. And you would think that priests would be really good at faith sharing. You'd be surprised how awkward it is, because we're just not raised like that as Catholics to tell our own story and to tell other people about the Eucharist and invite them to Mass to have an encounter with Jesus. But when we come with an expectant faith and we pay attention, I'm convinced things happen. You don't leave the same way you came in, right? The word of God goes out. It will not return to me void, but will accomplish all it was sent to do. So if we come with that expectant faith and our hearts are open in that soil that's been broken up and ready to receive the seed of God's word, we can be transformed and healed. And God really does care about all the stuff that's going on in our lives, the heat, divisions in our family, our relationships and so forth, our health. He cares about all that stuff. And he's given us the sacraments so we can encounter him in the context of the faith community and go out changed and eager and ready to give an account for the hope inside of us. But we hear very little, and all we talk about is synods and documents and so forth. And I know that's a necessary part of our church. We have to be organized, which I'm not, so I appreciate people who are, but I think we're off. I think it's not always about a personal relationship with Christ and him touching people. And so the readings today really heighten my sense of that. So I want to begin a series of teachings in the next few weeks on how we can get more out of the Eucharist, how we can encounter Jesus more and be more excited and more lively in our worship, because I think that's very important. And that's what happened that Pentecost night, is that people were really paying attention. The music was anointed. Jesus was the focal point, adoration for 3 hours. It was a beautiful evening. And I told you I couldn't go to bed when I went home because I was so wound up. And then we're getting all these testimonies from people who were healed during the night, and it's just awesome. But God wants that for all of us, so I hope to be practical and give some things that will help you understand the depths of God's love for you revealed in every celebration of the Mass, but also how we can receive that more effectively in our lives and be better witnesses. Sound good? I'll shut up now after I say prayer. Heavenly Father, we just pray protection for everybody exposed to this heat, and especially those who are homeless and don't have shelter. Please keep us safe and help us to take care of one another. And we thank you that you're with us in cold times and in hot times. We ask all these things through Christ our Lord. Amen.